One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
The year was 1969, and up over our heads, Neil Armstrong was stepping onto the moon. But down on planet Earth, something even more unbelievable was taking place. The New York Mets were about to win the World Series. Those miracle Mets, today on Extra Innings. In the summer of 69, Neil Armstrong walked on the moon and 500,000 people invaded the upstate New York farm of Max Yasgur for 3 days of fun and music. Not far away, the New York Metropolitans were having some fun of their own. Since 1962, the New York Mets served as the city's clown princes of baseball, finishing in last or next to last place for their first 7 seasons in a row.
Meet the Mets, step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kiddies, bring your wife, guaranteed to have the time of your life.
At the beginning of the 69 season, the Mets' chances of winning the National League pennant were set at about 100-1, and not even die-hard fans were prepared for what would happen next. With a stellar new pitching staff led by Tom Seaver, Jerry Koosman, and Nolan Ryan heading up a team of spectacular up-and-comers, the Mets were finally staged to surprise the city and all the baseball world. Winning 38 of their last 49 games, the Mets took the Eastern Division title from St. Louis and went on to sweep the Atlanta Braves for the National League pennant. But the Mets' hopes of winning the series looked bleak as they faced the seemingly unstoppable Baltimore Orioles. With the first game of the series in Baltimore, things went bad from the start when Baltimore left fielder Don Buford belted a home run off Tom Seaver's second pitch to lead off a game that would end with Baltimore beating the Mets 4-1. In the second game, the Mets struggled back, taking it 2-1 and bringing the series home to New York. The Miracle Mets took the next 2 games straight with spectacular pitching and some amazing field work from Tom Agee and Ron Swoboda. The 5th game looked like bad news for the Mets, but in the 6th inning, the Mets' Cleon Jones claimed he had been hit in the foot by a pitch. The umpire waved it off until Mets manager Gil Hodges showed him a spot of shoe polish on the baseball. Jones took his base and then Don Clendenin knocked him in to score with a home run into the left field stands. The score was 3-2. An Al Weiss homer in the 7th tied things up, and when the Mets scored to take the lead in the 8th and held the Orioles at bay in the 9th, the unthinkable had indeed come true. The Miracle Mets had won the World Series. That's Extra Innings, your daily trip to the ballgame. I'm Tom Butler.